Shalom Aleichem to everyone. And welcome to a new Zman. So this man will be returning to Hilchos Shabbos, or starting to learn Hilchos Shabbos. We will begin with the Siman Shin Lamed Vav, and Be'ez Hashem, we have extra month this year also, so there's no excuse not to reach the end. These simanim cover many different melachos. Right? There are 39 categories of Isurim on Shabbos. There's 39 melachos, and many of the melachos are negeya, not negeya. But the mechaber over here begins with the Isurei Drabanans of Koitzer, and then goes to Zareah, Chayrish, Ma'amer, and then we lead into Goizes, Ksiva, Mechika, Tefira, and other Malachis. The Mechaba leaves out the Din Daraisas because they're usually not again. No one's taking seeds and putting them into the ground, so he's not going to tell you the literal translation of Zareah. But the Surah Drabbanans that come out of it, that's what he's pointing out. Again, in the Limud, it's kedai to focus at during Halach Seda on the Mechaber, Ramah, Mishnah Berurah. And if someone has extra time to learn the Bir Halachas over here are important, as much as you could do. And then in Halachashir, we'll try to put it together and go to the next step and bring out the practical halacha that comes from these halachas. So the Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, and Dafayin Gimam Rav, where it's listing the Lamtas Malachais, begins with Hazireya Vachairish. One who sows, who plants, who puts seeds in the ground, and the one that plows. The Gemara asks over there that first it should say chayrish and then zereya. First you plow the ground, you soften the ground, and then you put the seeds in there. Says the Gemara, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that there is a type of charisha in Eretz Yisrael and other places which they do after the zereya. That's also asur. So we have melechas zereya, we have melechas chayrish. Now, the melachos are based on what was done by the Mishkan, what was done for the building of the Mishkan. So, where was the melacha zereya and chayrish in the Midbar? Right, the ground, the dirt in the Midbar, you can't plant over there. Well, what could you plant in a desert? The desert is dry land. Where was the zereya and chayrish? So, Taisin Chulin daf peches amen beis tells us that perhaps when Klai Yisrael came to the Midbar, things grew over there. Chasam Seifa, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, he brings a raya over there also that there was some kind of plants, produce, things grew. And the Maaseh D'Igle Tal and the Menachas Chinuch by the Melachas Charisha, they all go into discussion of where was their Chayrish and Zareya in the Midbar. Now, it's always important to try to define the Malacha. Every Malacha has to be defined. And if the clearer your definition of the Malacha, the clearer you can define the Malacha, the better you'll understand what's included in the Malacha. And also, you'll be able to understand also clearer the Surei Drabanans, which many times were made in order they shouldn't come to be over the Isser Torah of that Malacha. And every Malacha consists of an Av. There's the Av Malacha and there's the Tolda. Even if you never know Masechta Shabbos, if you know me, you know from Masechta Bava Kama, that's Reb Leib over there, of what's a Av, what's a Tolda. But there's an Av Malacha, Tolda, they're both Asim in HaTorah. And as the Gemara asks, so what's the Nafkamina? But Av and Tolzibos, then we have Isur Derabanans. Some Isur Derabanans are Xeris because you'll come to be Oivan the Issa Torah. Some Isur Derabanans were because this is similar to it or other reason why they asked it. Now, so when it comes to Melech HaZareya, what is Melech HaZareya? Is Melech HaZareya just throwing seeds on the ground in order for it to grow? Or it's more than that. It's the Lashon Gemara is Atzmuchi Peira, Peira, or Yipui Tzmicha. In other words, it's making the Peiri, any activity which helps the Peiri grow. The growing of the Peiri. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Nun Aleph here. Sifkatan Nun Aleph, it says, Toda Zereya, the Ma Zereya Mechavin Atzmuchi Peiri. Avzekein my cotton base. The Lashon Gemara my cotton. That Zireya, the Melech HaZireya is any activity which is being done, Latzmuchi Peiri, for the Peiri to grow. For the Peiri to grow. And one way of doing that is by putting seeds in the ground. But this is true whether you're trying to make something grow from new, like you're putting seeds in the ground, or I'm helping the growth of the plant to continue to grow. Therefore, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Ma'akatan, Daf Beis on Beis, that someone who's Menachesh is pulls out the reeds, the bad things that are growing there. V'hamashke Mayim Lizroim, or someone who pours water for the plant to grow, is Chayim Shum Zareya. Because these are the activities of Atzmuchi Peira, to help the Peiri grow, to help the plant grow better. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Lam Gimel and Lam Tes, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it takes, by a plant, the Zman Mu'ud Kezel Yitzchuk Koshken La Yishu B'Kak Mashenken La Gimel Yom V'Yoyser Yitzchuk Hazraim. It takes 3 days for the seed to it rots and then it starts to grow. So it takes 3 days in order for the Zrayim in the Karka to start to grow. And there's a Rishash in Masechta Shabbos, Davayin Gemara Amar Aleph, on the Mishnah, HaZareya. He says that in order to be Chayiv on Zareya, you need that it ended up growing. Because if it never ended up growing, then, for example, the Rishash says, let's say I go after Shabbos and I pick those seeds up, I walk away with the seeds, so nothing ever grew on this. He says it's ke'ilu hiniach v'shabes hazera b'kad. It's like I took seeds and put it into a pitcher, where there's no issur to do that. The Michas Chinuch was choylik on this. Michas Chinuch held no. Just putting the seeds down on the ground in a place where it's roy for it to grow, yichayif, because the issur melacha is told in your maisa. This Melach is told in your Maisa, and the Maisa Zriya is putting seeds in the ground. So it's chal as soon as the seeds fall onto a place which is right for Tzmicha. Right? If it's a dirt path that everyone walks on, over there nothing's growing over there. So if I drop seeds over there, it's not going to be a problem. But on my front lawn, where things grow, grass and other things could grow, over there, if I drop the seeds over there, says Mechiz Chinuch, Yechai just for that dropping. The Chuvis Hartzvi, Simkov Chav Chesru Chav Chav Tes, he brings different mahalchim and how to explain the Rishash, and it gets involved in the famous Nemukhi Yosef and Bava Kama, and the Suga of Ishim Shem Chitzai, he has different mahalchim that I don't want to go through them right now. But as we go through the siman, this idea, we may have rayas lekan or lekan in this machlekes, and we'll see different nafkaminas for this. Shvisa Shabbos says that if someone did drop seeds in a place where it's right to grow, it's right to be machmir that after Shabbos, or if you know your friend drops seeds there to help a man and pick up the seeds before they take root. But again, Malechas Zereya, the tachlis, the purpose of Malechas Zereya is Latzmuchi Peira, to make the peri grow, either from new or the plant that's there ready to grow better. That's Malechas Zereya. What is the Maisa Zereya that we start to speak about with this Rishash and Mechas Chinuch, which there are rise from Gemara's and goes back earlier? What now, Malechas Koitzer, what's Malechas Koitzer? So the Gemara says, the Vayin Gimel base, the Mishnah quotes Koitzer. Mishnah says, HaKoitzer, VaHaBoitzer, VaHaGoider, VaHaMasik, VaHoira, Kulim Malach Achas. These are all different Lashonos for cutting different types of produce. Koitzer is Tavua, harvesting the Tavua, Boitzer is cutting the grapes, Goider is cutting the olives, Masik is and Masik is olives, Goida thinks tamarim, Iris cutting figs. But the idea is that by all these, what am I doing? I'm detaching the produce from its place of growth. I'm harvesting the tvua from its makim gedula. All these are gedule karka, they grow from the ground. And that's the lashon of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Dala and Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, "Oiked dove migduloi." Take a look over there at the Magen Mishnah, and what? In Perek Zayin Halacha Dala and in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, "Oiked dove migduloi." And let's take a look at Sif Hay over here. It says, "Asav mshalu al oizen akli midlechos." Hakli, chashuvim kemchuborim lekarka, the chashu like mchubit to karka, v'atol shun chayim. So Shmuel Lamed Hey says, chayim mishum, oikedova migdulai, who told us kaitza. That oikedova migdulai is told us kaitza. It's a told of kaitza. The Yerushalmi, a famous Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says, if someone captures a fish, someone goes to the fish tank and takes a fish out of the fish tank, he's chayiv mishum koitzer. Because the Yisham is learning that it's anytime you oiker something from its makim chios, its life, its living source is the water, you oiker it from its makim chios, from the Bavli it's mavur that you're not chayiv mishum koitzer. The Bavli has a discussion, someone who catches a fish on Shabbos, when do you become chayiv? And from the Eitz Mashmah, that's the Indian of the Netilas Neshama, which is Sheikhet. So the discussion in the Gemara is, at what point is it considered that it already lost its life? But the Yishalmi goes so far that it's anytime I'm oikad dover from its chiyas. The Bavli's Mashmah, that's Indian of being oikad dover migdule karka. That I'm being oikad something, but the idea is oikad dover migdule. Something which grows from the ground, right? The Tosfos discusses a case on Ayin Gimel Beis where I'm being koitzer shaloi letzarich etzim, right? The normally koitzer is the melechas koitzer is normally I'm cutting the thing for its usage. I cut the tvua to make flour out of it. I cut the apple to eat the apple. I detach the fig for the fig. But what happens, or I cut the wood for the wood, to use the wood. But what happens if I cut it, shaloi letzarich etzim? What's the din then? Do we say that it's mekalkel, and it's also midrabanan? Or does it have the tzuras hamalacha or not? So we'll see a bir halacha about this in Shin Mem. Sifidal, we'll see more about that. And more cases of kaitza will come up throughout these simonim. So that's in the beginning, that's what we're going to be dealing with. Ovin Shalom Vav, more Zereya and Kaitzer. And the Chayrish will be more in Simon Shalom Zayin, which we'll discuss then, the Hagdara of Chayrish. Now, the Mechaba begins with this halacha of Ein Oilin Be'ilon, one is not allowed to climb a tree. Ben lach, ben yovesh, whether it's fresh, whether it's alive or it's dried. Ve'ein nitlin boy, and I'll hang things on it. And I'll use anything that's attached to the ground. If we take a look in Sechta Beitza, there's a Mishnah over there, in Sechta Beitza, where on the Aflam and Vama and Beis, where the Mishnah says, Kol Shechayovin Allah Mishum Shavus, Mishum Shus, Mishum Mitzvah, Mishavis Chayovin Allah Miyantim. And the Mishnah, the Elohim Mishum Shavus. What are examples of things that are also Mishum Shavus? Literally, Shavus means to rest. To rest. The Ramban says there's a makkah to it in the Torah. Vayishavas. Chazal asked certain things because they wanted you to be Shavas. To restrain, to hold back. So the Mishnah tells us one of the examples of the Shvusim, which the Mishnah gives a whole list of Shvusim, which we can be seeing that throughout these Simanim. Shalam Chesh, Shalam Tes will be filled with these Shvusim that the Mishnah counts over there. And the first example is not to climb a tree, Gezer Hashem and Yitlash. Maybe we'll come to attach, which is Kaitzer. The Gemara Masech, the Erevin of Tzadi Tes Amebeis, tells us that shroshav gevoyim in our shleish tefachim. If you have roots which are above the ground, three tefachim, loy yeshav alehim. The Gemara's lashon is one should not sit on them. Says Rashi, loy yeshav alehim. The chiva and the gevoyim shleisha ke ilan chashivi. What is it? What happens when it's gevoyim shleisha? It's ke ilan chashivi. The emishtam shemi ilan. We're back to the din of emishtam shemi ilan. Meaning that the Yisod that we're going to be learning over here is there's an Issa Ishtamshus Be'ilon. Something that has a shame Elon, it's us to use it. Therefore, the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says over there, and another Bryce, the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about Tan Rabbanan, over there in the Avkufa Min Aleph, Shrash Elon, Shigvay Min Ashlesh Tvachim, fine. There it gets, Ve'ein Nitlin Be'ilon, you now hang things on the tree. Vain nishonin beinlon, you're not allowed to lean on the tree. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Now lean on the tree. These are all gezeiros because of malachas kaitzer. Then maybe you'll come to be toilish. Now, so what was vur over there is that davka is something which is above three tefachim. And then there's different cases of the tree where part of the tree goes down lower. There's a hole, so parts higher, parts lower, as we'll see here in Sif Aleph. I don't know if the Olam got the Sif Beis. Sif Beis, we'll be discussing those different cases. The issue over here is that Melachas Kaitzer is when I'm being toilish something from the tree, I'm detaching something because I need that thing. I need the Eitzim. I need what I'm detaching. So over here, when I'm climbing the tree, what's happening? L'chayra, I would have said, you climb in the tree and you break a branch, not because I need the branch. So how is that a gzeir shem yitlash? No, gzeir usually is, gzeir you'll come to issa deraisa. The issa deraisa is because I need what I'm detaching, how do I need that branch? Teretz is that when one climbs a tree many times, the branch gets in his way. So he breaks the branch, so now he'll be able to get further. So that already, that kavanah that I'm breaking it because I need to get further, that already is a question of a deraisa. Then that's the lashon of Mishrura. Mishrura says the lashon of Shem Yalav Yidlosh Eitzim Ayanofim Ayipes V'yischavin L'tolsham. You're going to have kavanah to be tadashit. V'asid Dechiv Chattis. You're not going to, contrary, but you're v'yischavin. Now, the Issish Damshas be Elon, so the Mishmur over here in Sifkat and Hay says as follows. The Mishmur says in Sifkat and Hay, Shem Yal, Mishmur says, right, that we were worried that maybe you'll come to climb the tree and you'll be Tadish. Now, the Mishmur says, the Mishmur's mashma that even a tree where there's only leaves or branches without pears, there were guys on that. So before that he's saying even such a tree. Okay, now there's a halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. There's a halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Simen Tav Kuf Pei. Tav Kuf Pei Vav Siv Chaf Aleph. Blia talks about if you have a Shefer. Shefer Shor Rosh Hashanah. A Mechan Lav Yantiv. A Fil Vidav Sheish Bim Shem Shavos. If let's say there's only one Shefer in the city, or all the Shefers in the city, in order for me to get to it, I need to be Oivar Shavos. In Alav Mechal Yantiv. Keitza was the example. Haya Shefer V'Rosh Elon. The Shefer was on top of the tree. Eina Oila B'Elon, and I'll go up on the tree. By day in Yehudi Mutter. Through a guy will be Mutter because there's a Shavuos to Shavuos B'Makim Mitzvah like Gosru. But you see our example of where climbing the tree would be Negea. Now we mentioned before that the Gzera is anything which has the Shem Elon. Something has the Shem Elon. Any type of tree is included in this Gzera. That's what Mishmur Sifkat and Alf tells us. Bein Yavish, Bafilim Kivan Nisyavish Ligamri, Shem Eshum Lachluchis. Klal, even though it's totally dried out, Vigam Nashru Olav, its leaves fell off, Vanofa Vapereisav, Lashach Bayachkach Shum Chash Tlisha, Afilachi Asim Chogavni, Shum Siyog Vigeder. Because of Siyog Vigeder. Meaning that any type of tree, any type of Elon is included in this Gzeid Rabbanan, even if it dried out. Why? Because of the Siyag V'Gedin. That's as before the Gemara and Erevin used that Lashon. Rav Bika Matza Goda B'Gedin. And the Sharitzian says in Sifkat and Aleph, came before Beis Yitz, V'Tika Magvam, Mashkaz V'Shun V'Loi Plog, Lav Davka, V'Kavarim Shum Siyag V'Gedin. Chadiz Magmishad, Tam Shorabam Shundarab. That it's together. Now, like we'll see, there are sometimes with Mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting idea. What happens if I come to the park and there's a stump of a tree over there? I want to sit down on the stump. Right? Am I allowed to or not? What happens in used to be that the telephone poles were the barks of a tree. They still have that? Mamish wood, right? There was the tree. So, and those were the telephone poles. Am I allowed to lean on that on Shabbos? Am I allowed to... Does it have an Issa Shtam Shus B'Elon? Or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Allah Shem's fouls. Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chimash is by the Agim HaTzvachim Shem Elon Allah. I feel about Sherish the Bavad. Since it's before, then until three Tzvachim, above three Tzvachim has a Shem Elon on it, even if it's just a root without any branches. Umikol makim nira, the zeo kishe katzatzay leman yigdal oid. This is true when I cut the tree down in order that it should grow up. The as shem Elon alav kishe nisha gimel tfachim. If I cut the tree down because I want it to grow up better or to grow whatever reason why I'm cutting it down, then, as long as it's three tvachim, has a shem ilan. Avalim cut it to the gamrei. Av kishenisha gimel tvachim. But if I cut it because I don't want it to grow, then even if it remains three tvachim, eitz ba'amahu ubatul mimene shem ilan. Kein irlan is daiti v'le matzasi giloi ledinze. So he wants to be mechadish over here. That using the yisoid we said before, that it has to be a shame Elon. So if I have a stump of a tree in the park, it's usually cut down not to grow up. It's there for people to sit on or to do whatever they do. Even though it's above three tvachim, it doesn't have a shame Elon. So the isir shtamshus b'mechubar is isir shtamshus on something that has a shame Elon. Now you can have a root which is above three tvachim that has a shame Elon. But it doesn't have to have branches and fruit. But something which was cut down not to grow, so then you have to understand, so then what is the Mishmur and Sifkat and Gimel talking about Kanim Kondesim? But this is a site. Now what's included in this Issa Mishtamshes Be'ilan? So you have to read through the Mishmurus carefully and Sifkaten Beis, Sifkaten Gimel. There's a lot of chidushim along the way. Some of these isurim begin already erev Shabbos. We'll see in Sifkaten Yud Beis Yudbeis says already Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to hang certain things on the tree, because on Shabbos you might come to take it off. Keep that in mind. And then I think it's Kedai, once you finish Sifkat and Aleph and Beis, before you see Sif Gimel, to jump to Sifkat and to Sif, and I mean Sifkat, after you see Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, go to Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel is a hemshech of these halachas. Go to Sif Yud Gimel, then we'll come back to Sif Gimel. And what happens if on Shabbos, right, the kids are playing ball and the ball gets stuck in the tree? Or what happens if the ball was stuck in the tree when Shabbos started and now fell out of the tree? Is it muksa or not? And or you're walking home and the wind blows your talus and gets stuck on the bush. That's three tvachim high. Can I take it off or not? These are questions that come up. Be'ezus Hashem, I will hear the chiddush from everyone. Or in Yitzchem, will. I think this. I think. Shut the tape recorders.